This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Aside from my rugged good looks and my southern charm, I bring brilliance to you, as well as humility. What haven't I gotten right? I'm in fuego. As George Bush would translate, that's Mexican for on fire. I have been right about the mask wars. I will prove it to you. I was right about the Wu flu ruse. I was right about Barr testifying. Told you, I said the Democrats are going to split their pants if they let this man testify. We touched on it a little bit yesterday. We'll touch on it a little bit today. And I'm right about a ton more. Glad you guys are here to witness all this winning. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I am Kevin Jackson. Yes. Go ahead. No, finish clapping. My producers are looking at me. Hey, man, they know I'm kidding. They know I'm joking. I don't have any ego about this. Look, if you can find a better radio show, go to it. I mean, and tell me about it. You know, like, I want to go here. I want to be on it because I'm a great guest. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm a great guest on other people's radio shows. When I was on Hannity, you know, because Hannity won't have you on if you're persona non grata with Fox, you can't go on Hannity's show. But when I was on Sean's show, I moved the needle. If you could get a word in edgewise, people would call me up the minute I got off of Hannity's show. That, Kev, oh my gosh, man. And you guys, I know you miss me at Fox because you write me letters all the time going, man, do we sure miss your commentary? As you should. Because I'm going to tell you, nobody brings it like I do. I'm not trying, look. I was joking about, you know, all the rugged good looks and all that, because I don't have rugged good looks. I just have flat-out good looks. But, you know, I was joking about that. But I'm not joking about bringing it on Fox. And you know why? Because I don't have a filter like it's a bad thing. I don't have a filter in the sense that I'm trying to, play to one ideology. I play to the truth. Same reason why most of you are here listening to this radio show. So, you know, that's what we do. But I have been right. I really have. And I there's so many things going on that I've been right about. It's really difficult to pick different subjects. Yeah, I'm right about Joe Biden having dementia. I'm right that Joe Biden will not be ever be president of the United States. Donald Trump will easily win re-election. Now, I'm not going to tell you rest on your laurels. Democrats are going to try to cheat. Look at what's going on with Barr right now. Pelosi called him, like, I can't remember the word, but she's like, he's a troll. Essentially, he's a troll. And Barr is truly the most honest man in D.C. Maybe next to Donald Trump, he's the most honest. And I know that I just triggered some leftists by saying that. Oh, you didn't say Donald Trump is honest. He's a liar. No, he's not. What you're witnessing and watching Barr in this interview is you're witnessing Democrats absolutely lose their minds. They've proven it. I'm glad Barr is happy to sit there and take their stupid questions and watch them with all their they won't even let the guy answer questions. There was a mashup done by it. Here, play that mashup for me.
Isn't that correct? No, what is correct is that what is correct that on February 10th, Monday, I gave instructions as to what the...
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah, I'm answering your question.
So you got to let him answer.
Reclaiming my time.
On February 10th.
Sir.
On February 10th, I directed...
Reclaiming my time, sir. Reclaiming my time, and I know you don't want to answer.
You are wrong, Mr. Trujillo. He's found the investigation had been initiated properly.
He said he found...
Reclaiming my time without political bias.
He said he
found
evidence.
Reclaiming my time is... Reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
Without any remedy.
I'm reclaiming my time.
When people resist law enforcement, they're not peaceful.
Reclaiming my time. I'm surprised at your lack of respect.
The gentleman does not have the time.
I don't want the time. I want the Attorney General to be able to have enough time to respond to accusations and questions asked him, and you guys not cut him off.
What you want is irrelevant.
But, do you have anything you want to say in response to the speeches that have been given by the other side, and then you've been cut off?
Yeah, well, let's on Lafayette.
The gentleman's time has expired.
Tell me the name of the cases.
I don't have the name of the cases.
Where
were they? Carolina and Alabama. You'll have a chance to comment after your testimony is done here today.
That it is not a self-defining term, as they
You only got 2 minutes, sir.
That they recognize.
Mr. Barr, if I
may. Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
Well, let me, and I'm going to get there.
I know you see their tactics. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So they ask him a question. Barr tries to answer, reclaiming my time. Well, do you want an answer? No, I don't. I don't want an answer. You want to know why? I want to say he wouldn't answer the questions, and he's covering for the president, and yada, yada. I mean, surely you get this. Hey, brain-dead moronic Democrats that occasionally listen to the program, I know you're out there listening. How do you feel about this? You bring a guy in to testify, you ask him a question, then you don't let him answer. Here's what you could do. You can suspend the rules. You can say, I'm going to give you the person that wants to reclaim your time. They could say, you're going to have all your time. Let him answer the question. Did Jerry Nadler do that? Of course not. Because this is a ruse. This is Russia. This is Ukraine. This is climate change. This is Chinese Wu flu. All rolled into one. And give me all the rest of them. This is all rolled into one. It is a ruse. They think they're going to discredit Barr, and biggest backfire, I told you guys the other day, I said it's the biggest backfire in history. I mean, they keep outdoing themselves. I told them, don't let Mueller testify. They brought Mueller in. What happened? Mueller. Where's Bob Mueller? Is he now still the most, what do they call him, the most straight guy in D.C.? Of course not. He's a buffoon. Robert Mueller wants nothing to do with any of this. If his name is never mentioned again, he'd be ecstatic. And where are the Democrats? Are they going to bring him in? They're going to put him back front and center? He's practically as demented as Joe Biden. Where is he? He going to weigh in? You know who's noticeably missing from all of this stuff? I don't know if you guys have paid attention. I haven't heard much from the Holly weirdos. I'm curious, what do they think? Hey, Hollywood, why don't you speak up? You're watching a lot of stuff transpire. You're pretty bright folks, or you seem to think you are. Where are you on all of this? Because I've given Democrats, progressives, leftists, whatever they call themselves, I've given them a warning. What if you are wrong about everything that you think? What if it turns out that the people listening to my program, the solid Americans, are the ones who got it right now?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are not doing themselves any favors in America right now. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. I keep saying to my audience, the people that come here each and every day, or whenever you drop in, I say to you, look at the chaos that's going on in this country and ask yourself, why would you want Biden as your president? That nobody I know would want Joe Biden or any leftist leading him. You look, forget. I'm going to try to make sense of this. You're in a city. You've moved there because you've bought into all the trappings of leftism. You are woke in every way. You believe yourself to be non-racially motivated. You're not bigoted. You're not sexist. You're not homophobic. You're not any of it. And you know what the people do around you? They remind you that it doesn't matter how woke you are, they will beat you down. They will put their car in front of you. Put themselves in front of your vehicle while you're trying to just go to work. You are one of them for all intents and purposes. It's a city full of them.
And you know what they do? They disrupt you in every way. You don't feel safe. You don't feel secure. You feel none of the things that, you know, that's happening to where you would if you were a conservative. You don't feel any of that. And you think they're going to win? No way. And I don't want to even say that people are fearful per se. They're just apprehensive. They're like, I don't want any more of this. I was looking at the blurb on people being shot. Somebody was shot. Everywhere there's one of these so-called these protests. Let's just face it. These are acts of terror. But everywhere there's one of these. Somebody's getting beaten or shot. And that's just the stuff that they tell you on the front end. In other words, oh, so-and-so got beaten. They aren't telling you about the robberies, the rapes, the carjackings, and things like that. They're keeping that from you. Two people were shot. I think they arrested two people in Portland who had shot people in Portland. So, I mean, these are all protesters doing their thing. And what about the NFAU, this black group in Louisville? They shot two of their own people in Louisville. But it gets worse. The black dude that runs that organization is caught on video being told, now everybody trying to get in on the money. You know, now they found out there's some money in it. Everybody trying to get in on the money. And he's talking to another one of his brothers, right? And then he puts his finger up to his mouth and goes, shh, don't talk about it. They're being paid. He's been paid to organize black people to menace Louisville, Kentucky. And they got it on tape. They got it on camera. I'm just telling you, there are some sinister people out there. Democrats are not doing themselves any favors. And now what do we find out? We find out just how crooked the FBI is. I always go back to Adam Schiff talking about, we need to get data. We need more information, more information, more information. And Trump goes, okay, give them all the information. Oh, no, we don't want the information. We don't want the information. Because you know what? I told you about Democrats. When they tell you what they want, it's not what they want. We want this exposed. We want this to be seen in the light of day. Please do it. Oh, you got to. Okay, here you go. No. It's a matter of national security. We can't do it. So now what's happening is we're getting little by little all this information. And you know what it validates? It validates your common sense. There is nothing that you're going to learn from these documents that you don't already know. True. So I'm just telling you, I'm looking at all the things that look, if it was one thing, you could go, well, Kev, come on, man. How many things do I need to tell you? You got protests all over the place where people are being killed. They don't say a word. Let me ask you a real quick question. How many people died with all of the Tea Party protests, the Tea Party marches? How many people died? None. How many cities were disrupted? Give me anything in comparison to what we do versus what they do and tell me, who's the civilized people? Because I can answer the question. It's an easy question. The question doesn't even need an answer, okay, in case you're trying to answer it. You know the answer. Can you imagine if the Tea Party were doing anything close to this? And here's what's interesting. The people who did it right, the people who said, we're going to vote, we're going to go march, and we're going to protest, you know, and let this government know that we want redress, but we're not burning anything down. We're not looting. We're not killing anybody. We're not setting up Tea Party autonomous zones and things like this. And you know what? When you do it right, they demonize you, and you end up just with nothing. Now, it's still being talked about. I still run Tea Party community, even though I shut down the social media site, because nobody was coming over, so to heck with it. Dan Bongino and his team is trying to build up Parler, and maybe there'll be people that'll go over and hang out and do some stuff, but, you know, I don't know. I wish them success, but I tried it, and I couldn't do it. But we still run it, I still am a proud member of the Tea Party. Proud. Because we did nothing wrong. There are people that are proud to be members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and both of those are the most destructive cancers in this republic. And there are people that support it with millions of dollars. I just want you to understand, if I had started the Tea Party for leftists and said we're going to, you know, it was the equivalent of an Occupy Wall Street or whatever, I'm not having this same conversation. I would be flush with cash. If I made it, you know, anti-establishment of Republicans and all, it would be insane how much money would have been thrown at me. I mean, think about what Black Lives Matter gets. And they tell you up front, we hate family, we hate the patriarchy, we hate America, we hate white people. Boom, all this money. It's insane. But here's the good news for people listening to the program. This is driving you crazy because you see the ironies. You see the craziness of it all and you go, how do we get to this? I'll tell you how you get to this. By backing the wrong people. I don't get it. The conservative movement likes to back talkers. They don't like the back doers. They're caught up in the star quality of some people, and they should be caught up in the actions of people that go out and do it. And they don't. They aren't. It's sad. Because there are people out there who need a voice. We're grooming a new kid. His name is Zoe. Amazing filmmaker, very telegenic young black man. We're grooming him. I sound like these Holly weirdos. But we're grooming him for greatness. I try to find these people. Charles Love on Rush Limbaugh, then on Fox News. Christopher Harris on Tucker, etc. We groom people to give them bigger voices. There just aren't enough of us out there that really want to see other voices get heard. We got more when we come back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Meetings are continuing on Capitol Hill between Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. All four of them hoping to strike a deal regarding another coronavirus relief bill. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the Democrats are not willing to negotiate.
The compromises that Secretary Mnuchin and I put forth on behalf of the president are significantly greater than the compromises that we saw from the other side of the negotiating table.
Democrats saying they are willing to pass a $2 trillion plan as opposed to the $3 trillion plan, which they were asking for earlier this week. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says all schools in New York can reopen because of the state's low coronavirus infection rate. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is apologizing for comments he made on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden's apologizing for a remark that suggested the Latino community is more diverse than the African-American community. Speaking about race during an NPR interview yesterday, the former VP said,
"Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things."
He tweets today, "I never meant to suggest the African-American community is a monolith, not by identity, on issues, not at all."
SpaceX is celebrating the successful launch of a Falcon 9 rocket. It went off overnight from the Kennedy Space Center carrying dozens of Starlink satellites, which will eventually be used to transmit internet services. They expect to launch another rocket later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is one of these stories that really is a sign of things to come, a sign of the good guys winning. And I'm glad I got a chance to share a story like this with you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Has to do with a product that I don't even drink. I can't. In fact, I don't like it. I don't know what people see in Red Bull, but they like it. They put it in their vodka and they guzzle it and people love it. And it's just not for my taste buds. I'm not saying don't drink it. In fact, based on what they've done, I want you to drink it. I think these guys have done something amazing. I don't know if you heard this story, but wow, what guts it took to make this move, management team of Red Bull. I applaud you. I haven't seen this kind of bravery. And I'll talk a little bit about this particular guy, but since Elon Musk. But let me tell you the story. So Red Bull fired many of its, quote, woke executives. And I think this move was predicated on what's been happening in Portland and Seattle and other cities who have demonstrated this woke culture. And if you're smart, if you're a business person listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I'm telling you right now, you need to put this particular show in your archives and play it periodically. Maybe play it for your employees, or maybe have me come in and speak to your employees. But this is an opportunity for America, what Red Bull has done. Yeah. They reminded their wokest employees who calls the shots. And what a guy wrote as a total massacre of the social justice warrior employees. This is amazing. While Target is putting in transgender bathrooms and Starbucks, I don't know if you guys have been watching videos of kids, black kids going in and destroying businesses. Black guys going into Starbucks suing because Starbucks says our policy is you got to buy a coffee to sit in here. Oh, it's because I'm black. A black dude went into Starbucks. I don't know if you've seen this video. He says, "Make me a coffee because you've been oppressive and I'm not going to pay you for it." And Starbucks people made him coffee and gave it to him for free. I mean, I could see a manager saying, "Look, I'm going to give you a cup of coffee just because, you know, I'm feeling rather gratuitous right now." Well, that's not the right word. You know what I'm saying. I'm not even going to try to Biden a new word right now. But, you know, he's feeling, you know, wants to give him some. So I would say, yeah, here. But don't think you're coming in here getting another one. Because you know what we serve, and you are entitled to nothing. I mean, if you want to do it, fine. But just make sure that the guy understands that I'm not giving you anything because you're black. I'm not buying into your nonsense. And I mean, there's...
story after story of this kind of nonsense, and we finally get a company that says, no, we're not buying into this nonsense. And here's what the guy writes. Not only were the top two North American executives fired, but so were entire marketing teams and culture teams that were dedicated to pushing the lie of systematic racism. They cleaned freaking house. Good for you, Red Bull. Every time you white folks call me, write to me, whatever. Kevin, what do we do? I don't understand how we push back. You remember this broadcast? You remember Red Bull? I may just buy Red Bull and pour it out because I so love this story. I've been telling employers for the better part of two decades, you have a cancer in your company every time you start a woman's group, a black group, a Hispanic group, a this, that, a Native American group. You have one goal as a company, make a superior product or deliver a superior service. That's it. Doesn't matter what the makeup is of your company. You don't need, oh, women are good. Start a women's organization within our group, and that's going to make it. This isn't church where you say, hey, look, if you've been, church members, empty nesters, church members who are stricken by polio, church members whose kids won't talk to them. Those are self-help type groups, and that is for your church to do. Companies are not there for this. Companies say, leave your problems at home and bring your best to what we're doing. You want to know why? Because that's going to satisfy you in your personal life. That's what's going to drive it. You're feeling good about the job you do. And look, companies create cultures that make it feel more like an extended family. There's some companies that do amazing stuff. They provide childcare. They have on-site dry cleaning. So anything that you would do outside of the company, they bring it in to maximize your time. I know of a company. I'm not going to say the name because they don't give me money. But and not that I'm about that, but I'm just saying, you know, we don't have any advertisers, so why am I going to help them? But they have on-site daycare. I want you to just think about what that means when you can bring your child to a person at the job. It's all monitored and, you know, camered and the whole deal, and they're actually doing great things, and you can run in and go, hey, little Kenny, how you doing? Hey, daddy, how are you? And the kid knows, hey, dad's at work, can't have time, but having a good time. And then when you leave, you go into another building, pick up your child, your dry cleaning, maybe a meal to take home. What an environment. And these environments exist. Leftists, no, that don't happen unless government get in the way. Government's making people do that. No, that's not. That's a company that says, you know what, I'll tell you a little more inside baseball on this company. They do it because they said, you know what, we got tired of trying to compete in salaries. We'll give you a little bit more money. We'll give you a little bit more money. So what we decided to do was work on the quality of life of our employees. And you know what? They don't make as much as they could in other companies, but they don't leave. So it wasn't even about the money. It was about, you know what? You make my child available to me. I have pretty much everything I need right here. I go, when I leave here, I can go home, and home is home. I can leave work, and home is home. No government mandates. Nobody told this company to do that. And they do it. And many others. My oldest son, worked for Google. He says, Dad, they send this bus to pick us up. We could order the food we wanted to be waiting for us when we got there. We had pods where we could take naps. The place was amazing in terms of your inspiring creativity. But what they wanted the best of you. He says, you could eat there. He goes, anything you needed was provided by Google. No holes barred. I'm not trying to make a commercial for him because I don't like him. But my son worked there. He interned there. Almost took a job. Anyway, Red Bull showing the way forward, folks. This guy writes, for all who want to prevent a total Marxist takeover of business and government in America. No appeasing these people. The only way forward is to fire them as quickly as possible with no mercy. Err on the side of firing everybody if need be. I completely 1,000% agree. And I'm going to tell you, you will be able to tell the companies that survive from those that won't. Red Bull just made themselves the most. They're going to be profitable for a long time. And there's a litany of companies that went by the wayside because they decided they wanted to be social justice people. Oh, we got to bring in more blacks and more women and more Guatemalan midgets. That's what they did. And you know what? They're gone. Now, they've screwed up in other ways. JCPenney's is a good example. They let Amazon and these big box stores get a foothold in them, and they put themselves in the most expensive real estate on the planet inside of malls because that was going to draw all the traffic in, and it didn't work. The shipping cost, the return, all the things that you would look at from a business perspective were violated there versus these warehouse stores where you just walk in. I mean, America's Furniture Warehouse, perfect example. You go down there. I know I said I wasn't going to mention any names, but you go there, and it's a warehouse connected to a showroom. You know where they go get your product when you buy it? They walk into another building right across the way. When you want it delivered, we can deliver it right away. Yeah. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal said this. The maker of Red Bull Energy Drinks has replaced its top U.S. executives amid internal tensions over the closely held company's response to the Black Lives Matter movement. Red Bull, the Austrian company that makes the drink, said Stefan Kozak, its North American chief executive, and Amy Taylor, its North American president and chief marketing office, have left the company. It named other executives to temporarily fill the roles. Wow. Red Bull didn't give a reason for the changes, which were announced in an internal memo Monday. Ms. Taylor, who's been working on diversity and inclusion efforts within the company with Mr. Kozak's support for several years, but was met with opposition when she began advocating for Red Bull to move more overt in its support of racial justice in the last month, according to people familiar with the matter. Some U.S. employees had recently raised concerns about what they consider the company's inaction on the Black Lives Movement. So see, it was becoming a metastasizing cancer. And you know what the Austrians did? They said, we will have none of it. Red Bull, I applaud you. I wish I had an award to give.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, the only thing we can do about it is be prepared. We have a whole group of lawyers who are going out to every polling, every voter registration physician in the states, the secretaries of state, making sure that they, in fact, have a game plan as to how they're going to allow the voting to take place.
Voter registration physician. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Joe Biden showcasing that cognitive acuity that he has. This dude needs to get, what are these things, these apps they have on the phone where you can play, you know, word this or that that keeps your brain fresh? I think it's too late for Joe. I think he's well past his freshness date in that regard. And let's face it, we know that there are people who are in their, my Aunt Mary, God bless her soul, she passed away this year. She's 107 years old. In her 90s, that woman was as acute, she was as ready mentally as people easily in their 50s. Easily.
You could sit and have, to be honest with you, up until she was 100, you could sit and have the conversation. She repeated nothing. Her brain was as fresh as a day as long. Then when she got to be about 103, we noticed she would repeat things a bit. She'd forget that she told you something. But let me tell you, at 103, at 103, she's starting to forget? Are you kidding me? Insane. So, people, it attacks different people at different times. There are people in their 50s that have lost it. Can't recall their... Why do you think I play so much Sudoku? My producers look... Yes! Hold up that book. You look through it. I don't do the easy ones. Don't even look for the easy. I just go to the back because I do the hard ones. I got to make sure this brain stays fresh. One of my friends complimented me the other day. He says, Kevin, you know what I loved about your media when I was on a lot? He says, you have it at the ready. He goes, it doesn't matter what the subject is, no matter what a leftist says, you don't have to go, well, you might remember. He goes, it's this bam. And I go, you're exactly right. I keep my mind fresh. Look, I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers. But I do have real life experience balanced with enough knowledge of things to where I'm not going to lose an argument. You know what? Let's just go ahead and do it again. Let's throw down the gauntlet. So, leftists, if there are any of you out there and you believe that you have somebody that is so tough, I'm your Huckleberry. Call them up. Somebody asked me, would I debate Roland Martin? In a minute, I'll destroy Roland Martin. Get Roland Martin to come on my show. Get me on his show. I will destroy that clown. Give me the professor that you go, this guy's the pièce de résistance of Professor Kevin. He knows all about leftism. I don't know why I went French on you, but whatever you want to get, I will destroy that person. Destroy. Not beat. I will destroy them. Have them come on my show. I will debate them in front of their classrooms. Now, I don't know how much more I can make it to where I say, I'm Bruce Lee and I take on all fighters. Bring it. I will destroy them. Is that clear enough? Because I am cognitively... How's that for your advertising? I will beat you no matter what you tell me, man. So, but I'm serious. I will debate them anytime, anywhere on this show with respect. With respect. I mean, of course, in my own inimitable debating style. But I will debate them on the subjects that I'm proficient on or proficient in. Either way, choose your preposition. I will debate them and I will destroy them. But there's Joe Biden talking about voter registration physicians. And here's the part that I keep coming back to. Joe Biden doesn't realize that he said it. That's when you know you're losing it. You know, I'll say something and I jokingly make fun of myself. Or I'll hear myself say something and I go, did I just say that right? Because my brain is, you know, when you're as bright as I am, your brain moves faster than your mouth. I know you find that hard to believe, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, as I start to talk even more fast, right? But my brain moves faster than my mouth, okay? And so you mix stuff up from time to time. And I'm going to be honest with you. When you are gifted by God to have the level of intellect and thought that I have, and I'm not saying that to brag. That is my gift from God. That was a prayer to God. God, please keep me fresh with ideas. And God goes, I grant you your freshness of ideas. The problem was, he didn't tell me they would come so quick, I wouldn't even have time to write them down. But it makes me quick. That's what it is. You can't even see the fist movement. Pow, 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 pow. And that's a good thing. You got to focus at times, but so that's where I'm at. And your brain can process this stuff very quickly, and you can get it out there, and it makes sense. And in many cases, I have to look at what I said. Somebody will play a clip back and go, Kevin, you destroyed this guy. Did you hear that? And I go, oh wow, I said that. That's pretty impressive because I don't know that I'm necessarily saying it. That was a gift from God that I asked Him for, and He gave me. And that's why I sit here on this radio show and tell you, I'm not worried about this. But Joe Biden, he doesn't even catch when he does these things. You know, I mean, I'll catch it from time to time. Sometimes I miss it. It isn't that big of a deal. I'm not running for president. I'm not trying to be the ruler of the free world or leader of the free world. I'm just trying to be little old me. But you get me. And when I do that, you're like, oh, there goes Kevin doing that. But you also know it's a speed of thought. It isn't that he's crazy. It's a speed of thought. Joe Biden, it is not that. Joe Biden's brain does not operate the way a brain should operate. And he should admit it, and the Democrats should admit it. That's only one of the things we're talking about. Here's Joe Biden talking about, I don't even know what this is about, but he was talking about nurses at Walter Reed Hospital.
And I had a nurse at Walter Reed Hospital who would bend down and whisper in my ear.
Wow.
And go home and get me pillows. They would make sure they'd actually, probably nothing ever taught in, you can't do it in the COVID time, but they'd actually breathe in my nostrils to make me move, to get me moving.
Now, you listen to Joe Biden speak there, and yeah, where he's speaking like, he's like Muhammad Ali in the punch drunk days, where Ali was saying, Joe Frazier, when I would fight with Joe Frazier, back in the day. But when Ali was in his prime, and Joe Frazier ain't got nothing on me. It was like Apollo Creed, right? Apollo Creed built that character off of Muhammad Ali, who was making stuff up on the fly. Flow like a butterfly, sting like a bee, you know, the whole deal. But at the end, Muhammad Ali talked like this. He started to do this, blah, 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 you know, because he had a brain disorder. Now, mentally, from what I was told, I never met him. The sad thing is I wanted to meet him, and I was close enough one time to meet him. But, supposedly his thought processes are still there. I mean, I would hate to be trapped in a body where my mind is thinking quickly, but my mouth couldn't move fast enough to do that. But here's Joe Biden. But I want to play this clip of Joe Biden. He's talking about gay marriage and stuff, and it's not a good clip for him because he's flipping on a subject. But listen to this, Joe Biden, talk about an issue versus the one you just heard.
The president used his radio address yesterday and tomorrow in the Rose Garden to talk about a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. You know, think about this. The world's going to Hades in a handbasket. We are desperately concerned about the circumstance relating to avian flu. We don't have enough vaccines. We don't have enough police officers. And we're going to debate the next 3 weeks, I'm told, gay marriage, a flag amendment, and God only knows what else. I can't believe the American people can't see through this. We already have a law. The Defense of Marriage Act. We've all voted, not where I voted and others said, look, marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that. Nobody's violated that law. There's been no challenge to that law. Why do we need a constitutional amendment? Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here?
Now, interesting thing about that clip, number one, Joe's very coherent, right? Talk about a clip that you could go back in time that mimics where we are today. He says, "There, we got the avian flu, which now we've got COVID, police officers, which he's talking about the very, you know, the same situation, officers attacking this or that, or police brutality. And what are we talking about? Gay marriage, a flag, and blah, blah, blah." And then he goes on to say marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, Joe has flip-flopped on this, but two things at play. One, his competence, the level of competence that he shows in defending his own arguments around marriage being between a man and a woman, very coherent, quite frankly, very close to a conservative point of view. What are we doing talking about a flag and gay marriage when we have real issues going on in this country? That was Joe Biden then. And what we played in this segment was two clips of Joe Biden now, neither of which showcases a man that has all of his faculties. Shame on you, Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.